This is Bob Brunel, and this is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. Georgia Pacific has closed its Oshkosh operation. The company did not give a reason for the plant closure. Some employees will stay on temporarily to shut things down. Georgia Pacific is giving the 30-plus employees 60 days of pay and benefits. Oshkosh City property taxes are going up again. The City Council tonight expected to set the mill rate for 2023. Taxes will increase by nearly 4.25%. City officials say public safety costs, a $900,000 increase in health care insurance, and raises for their employees are some of the reasons for the tax increase. The City Plan Commission expected to approve Oshkosh West High School plan to upgrade their football stadium later today. The plan includes a synthetic turf field and lights. The upgrades are expected to be ready for October of next year. The school still plans to continue playing their varsity football games at J.J. Keller Field at Titan Stadium. The County Board of Supervisors will vote later today to make some of the money it received through the American Rescue Plan Act lost revenue. The county hopes that designation will mean the money can be used for more purposes than just allowed by the American Rescue Plan Act. Page 2, the Oshkosh School Board has now set interview dates to find a replacement for their former board president, Bob Peschel, who resigned. The board hopes to have someone in his seat for the November 9th meeting. Applicants have until October 27th to apply for the job. Later this week, the Oshkosh Mid-Morning Kiwanis Club will celebrate giving away over 100 iPads to kids with autism. The iPads are an incredible tool for kids on the autism spectrum. The event is planned for Friday morning at 10 o'clock at Whitman Regional Airport's community room. When the Morgendorf property sold last year, sources told me it was a healthcare company who bought it. To everyone's surprise, ThetaCare, along with Freighter Hospitals, are planning to build a hospital there. The hospital is estimated to cost $78 million and becomes the third full-service hospital in Oshkosh. It will open sometime in 2024. And a very exciting day for the Oshkosh Boys and Girls Club yesterday, as they officially broke ground on their expansion project. It should be completed in a couple of years. That's a look at Newsworthy for a Tuesday. We're back again on Thursday. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC.